Hello, thank you for calling customer support. Rice speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to know why I'm being charged $67.32 from your account.
Okay, hold on one second, all right? So, I'm going to use your phone number to see if you bought something from one of our 100 online vendors, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, your number's not pulling anything up. Did you use a different phone number?
No.
Okay. Is there a way you can give me the last four of your card number that you paid bought something with?
Well, just a minute. Oh, shoot.
Okay.
I got my card here somewhere.
It's okay.
Find it in my car. Just a minute. Here
Okay.
it is. Right, let me put you up. There we go. Well, I can't figure out what I bought that it would be on there. $7657.
Apologize. Can you say it one more time?
7657.
7657. And then can I get that first six?
Pardon?
That first
Six.
six? The first six.
477657.
477657. Okay, let me see. Okay, so let me repeat the last four. 7656. Hello?
7657.
7657 and 477657 is the first six.
Yes.
Okay.
The last six, you said.
No, the first six. I need the first six. I apologize.
516043.
Hold on, I couldn't hear you.
516043.
5164.
Oh, I did it all wrong.
It's okay. I can
516043.
516043.
Are the first six.
Okay. Let's try that. Okay.
In other words, I'm giving you my whole card pretty much.
Sandra.
Yes.
Okay. And then how you pronounce your last name?
Galusha.
Kalusha. Okay. Thank you. And can you provide me your street address and your city and state?
837 North Lincoln, Casper, Wyoming, 82601.
Okay. Thank you so much. And I am waiting for your account to pull up so I can see which charge you're having a problem with, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay, great. Your account is pulled up. I think you're disputing that 6732, or you want to know what that is?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me find out for you. Had to go to your first charge, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so did you do something for an exclusive a Keurig, $5.74 on 1224?
I don't remember it.
It's December 24th or December. I think ours is like either a day ahead or a day
I may
behind.
have, yes, but I didn't do any $60 thing.
Yeah, so I'm gonna tell you how that $60 came up. So actually, when you filled that out and you agreed to that charge and their terms and conditions on whatever company site this is, they give you 48 hours to cancel because they automatically enroll you into a membership, which is their Factory Direct Saving Club.
I don't want it. I
Okay.
want my money.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I could cancel you out, okay?
Okay, I want my money back.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Okay. It's making me overdrawn in my account right now.
I apologize. What'd you say?
It'll make me overdrawn in my account if it goes through.
Okay. It'll withdraw your account.
It used to be back in my account right away.
Okay, now I don't know how long it's going to take to come back in your account.
I hope it's taken off right away, just as quick as they put it on there.
You would think that, right? But...
Well, the problem is, if they don't, I'm going to have another $30 charge.
Yeah, like, they tell us give 2 to 5 business days for any money to come back to accounts. But,
they can do it sooner if they want to. I know better.
Yeah. But that's just what we have to tell you. And I tell people, wait up until 10 because...
If it doesn't, I will get a hold of the Better Business Bureau if it doesn't.
Okay. But, I mean, I don't control how fast to go in there, but I'll definitely let them know, okay?
Because that is bullshit. All these extra charges that they like to add on, I'm never doing another thing with any of them again because they add all these extra charges on this shit and they don't tell you and then they expect you to pay it. You know, $5 or $6 is fine, but then when you add $50, $60 on somebody's account without telling them that, that's bullshit.
You want it inside your account by close of business day?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, hold on. I'm going to note it, and then I already noted your account, and I went ahead and processed that refund for you for that $67.32, but I'm going to go ahead. Don't hang up with me, okay, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the HR system, and I'm going to make sure that I note it in here as well, okay, to let them know that you do want your money back by the close of business day.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So hold on for me. Yes, ma'am. No problem. Okay. Okay. But it wants your money back by the close of business day. Because it will overdraft her account. Draft her account by $30. Y'all only get an overdraft of $30. I get an overdraft of $65. Great goodness.
No.
I'm at the wrong bank.
Evidently.
Yeah. So, let me see. What else do I need to tell them? Enter into account. Overdraft her account was fully refunded. The amount of 67. Let me see. Which was that amount? 67.32.
Yeah, I was supposed to pick up 2 titles today, and now I can't do it.
I apologize for that inconvenience. Okay, and I'm going to let them know that I'm the one sending this out. Okay, I apologize for this inconvenience yet again. Okay. Thank you so much for understanding. I'm going to go ahead, because I don't want to just put it on your account for them to refund it. I'd rather send it through all avenues so everyone, can nobody say I didn't tell them? Or you should have did it this way. I
don't know why these are pulling this crap, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So let me make sure you get that they understand to put that back, because I definitely understand overdraft fees. So let me confirm your email address. Is it your first and last name at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, and then the best phone number for them to reach you at is 307-251-7004?
Yes, 251-4004.
Wait a minute. Because they got 7004, so it's 4004?
Yes.
Which one?
4004.
So 307-251-4004.
Correct.
Okay. Let me make sure I put it in right. Thank you so much, okay? Hold on 1 second. I'm going to get you a confirmation number generated, okay? I'm going to submit this form for you. Okay, that form was submitted. And then let me know when you're ready for your confirmation number, okay?
1 second, I'm going to pull over again.
Okay.
Okay, I'm pulled over.
Yes, ma'am. So it's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263.
Okay.
581.
Okay.
900.
C is in Charlie, 263-581-900.
Yes, ma'am. And then I'm Rice, R-I-C-E.
Okay.
And you're fully closed out.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.